Local sports is being brought to you by First Bank. Last night in Cody in the Schweitzer Gym, the Powell Panthers had their first look at the Cody Phillies and Cody Bronx, with the Cody Phillies winning the first game of the girls' game, 43-17 over the Panther girls, while the Powell boys responded with a 53-49 win over the Cody Bronx. In that boys' game, the Panther boys not playing well at all, missing a lot of layups and turning the ball over. Powell had 18 turnovers in the game, and one of the big players for the Panthers, Mason Marchand, their leading scorer on the season, ended up fouling out in the fourth quarter with 16 points. As the Panthers saw Cody come back from a big deficit as they trailed by 11 points at one time. And for the Bronx, had many opportunities to tie the game with the basketball down by two. But they never could actually tie the game up, as the Panthers got some big plays from Zach Ratcliffe off the bench in that fourth quarter, where he scored all six of his points in the fourth quarter, including a couple pressure free throws down the stretch to give the Panthers that four-point advantage, 53-49, as the Panthers got 16 from Marchand, 11 points each from Landon Langfelder and Adrian Geller. For the Cody Bronx, Luke Talich with 13 and 12 from Cody Phillips, but not enough for the Cody Bronx. In the girls' game, it was all Cody from the very start. Matter of fact, the Phillies had a 15-0 lead after the first quarter, and then led at halftime 27-6. The Panthers only had two field goals in the first half when they went 2-for-13, and both by their freshman, Addie Thorington. Panthers actually outscored Cody in the third quarter when Powell went to a zone defense, outscoring him 3-4, but Cody put on a rush in the fourth quarter as they extended their lead to 43-17. The final, the Cody Phillies were led by Kennedy Niemann, as she finished with 13 points. The Panthers got 6 from Rose Graff, 5 from Haley Hyde, 4 from Addie Thorington, and 2 from Maddie Campbell. That's all their scoring, as the Panther girls and boys will both get ready for some high-power opponents coming to the Panther gym this Saturday, tomorrow, as Rocky Mountain will be in town. And for Rocky, they have a ranked top-five-ranked girls team in Class 2A, and the Rocky boys are ranked at number one in 2A basketball and undefeated so far on the year. The girls' game at 5 o'clock, the boys at 7. You can tune in to those two games right here on KPLW. Checking out the sports schedule, the Panther wrestling team on the road as they'll be at Gillette to meet up with Thunder Basin and Gillette coming up this weekend in a set of duels. Also for the Panther swim team, they're on the road as well. That'll be tomorrow as they'll compete against Riverton High School. That begins at 10 a.m. and that it will be it before the Christmas break or the holiday break. And we'll be back with more coming up after this.